भूयात् भगवती अनन्ते प्रति प्रसंगाश्च तदाश्रयेषु महत्सु याम्यामुपयामि सृष्टिम् मैत्रस्तु सर्वत्र नमो द्विजेभ्यः पुनश्च भूयात् भगवती अनन्ते रति प्रसंगाश्च तदाश्रयेषु महत्सु याम्यामुपयामि सृष्टिम् मैत्रस्तु सर्वत्र नमो द्विजेभ्यः पुनश्च भूयात् भगवती अनन्ते रति प्रसंगाश्च तदाश्रयेषु महत्सु याम्यामुपयामि सृष्टिम् मैत्रस्तु सर्वत्र नमो द्विजेभ्यः
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग पुनः अगेन च एंड भूयात् लेट इट बी भगवती अंटू लॉर्ड श्री कृष्णा अनंते विद अनलिमिटेड पोटेंशियल प्रति अट्रैक्शन प्रसंगः एसोसिएशन च आल्सो तत् हिस आश्रयेषु विद दोज हु आर हिज डिवोटीज महत्सु विदिन द मटेरियल क्रिएशन यम्याम वेर एवर उपयामि आई मे टेक सृष्टिम माय बर्थ मैत्री फ्रेंडली रिलेशंस अस्तु लेट इट बी सर्वत्र एवरीवेयर नमः माय ओबेसेंसेस विजयेभ्यः अंटु द ब्राह्मणास ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद अगेन ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस अंटु ऑल यू ब्राह्मणास I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. Purport, that a devotee of the Lord is the only perfect living being is explained herein by Maharaj Parikshit. A devotee of the Lord is no one's enemy, although there may be many enemies of a devotee. A devotee of the Lord does not like to associate with non-devotees, although he has no enmity with them. He desires association with the devotees of the Lord. This is perfectly natural because birds of the same feather mix together. And the most important function of a devotee is to have complete attachment for Lord Shri Krishna, the father of all living beings. As a good son of the father behaves in a friendly way with all his other brothers, so also the devotee of the Lord, being a good son of the Supreme Father, Lord Krishna, sees all other living beings in relation with the Supreme Father. He tries to bring back the upstart sons of the father to a saner stage and to get them to accept the Supreme Fatherhood of God. Maharaj Parikshit was certainly going back to Godhead. But even if he were not to go back, he prayed for a pattern of life, which is the most perfect way in the material world. A pure devotee does not desire the company of a personality as great as Brahma, but he prefers the association of a petty living being, provided he is a devotee of the Lord.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschate Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yonta Pravishya Mama Vacham Imam Prasuptan Sanjeevayat Akila Shakti Dhara Swadhamna Anyam Shahasta Charana Shravana Tvagadin Pranan Namo Bhagavate Purushaya Tubhyam Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Duskaram Sukaram Bhavet Vismrite Vipritam Sya Shri Chaitanya Namamitam Hare Krishna. We welcome all devotees to our morning Bhagavatam class. Also today is a very auspicious day of the Jagannath Rath Yatra. And we are reading one of the most iconic verses of the Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaj is saying that even if he won't go back to Godhead, he wants association of devotees, shelter of Krishna. He wants to preach the message of Krishna. And there are many beautiful points in the purport. I would prefer to take one sentence from the purport, and we'll elaborate on that based on today's occasion of Rath Yatra. So there is a very beautiful sentence Prabhupada writes. The most important function of a devotee is what? Any guesses? Yeah, Prabhupada says, the most important function of a devotee is to have complete attachment for Lord Shri Krishna, the father of all living beings. So Prabhupada's instruction for us is to be completely attached to Krishna. And who has demonstrated to us how to be completely attached to Krishna? Who, in the role of a devotee, who is that devotee who taught us how to be attached to Krishna? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is Supreme Lord. Now, the best teacher can be Lord only, right? So the Lord wants us to be completely attached to Krishna. So the Lord says, okay, I will teach you how to be completely attached to Krishna. So he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will take his pastimes today.
But there is nobody like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who can teach us how to be attached to Krishna. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us how to be attached to Krishna, and that attachment to Krishna was demonstrated in the best way when? During Rath Yatra. The way Mahaprabhu would dance in front of Jagannath. So, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best teacher for us to understand how to be attached to Krishna. And the time, place and circumstances where he taught us this was during today's day, the most auspicious Rath Yatra day. So Rath Yatra, before Rath Yatra there is, what are the few days that pass is called, the days before Rath Yatra? Anavasara. Avasara means occasion. Anavasara means not the proper occasion. Not a proper occasion? Yes. Basically, the best time to take, opportune moment to take darshan of the Lord is called avasar. So anavasar is when the Lord is not giving darshan. So Lord gives darshan every day for 20 hours, but now for almost 20 days almost, he doesn't give darshan. Anavasara. And after that, now he is giving darshan. Rath Yatra is going to start. So before Anavasara, what happened? Snan Yatra. So the Lord, he is bathed in public view, and then he performs a pastime of falling sick. So then after that, he recovers. After Snan Yatra, then Anavasara, and then he gives darshan. And on Rath Yatra day, he comes to give darshan, and lakhs of people come. You know, I know so many people who are claustrophobic. Even I am like that. We get scared and stressed in crowd. But Rath Yatra is such a special occasion. I know so many devotees, they feel completely comfortable there in that crowd, because Jagannath, some special mercy is there. So Jagannath comes, and how does he come and how does he give darshan? He's stretching his hands like this. You know, he wants everybody to come, and his eyes are big. He wants to embrace all the devotees. And he smiles, so such a big smile, you know, is going up to his ears. Big eyes. So it is said that Jagannath's eyes are so big because it's like he magnifies any good quality devotees have. Any devotee comes, he's like, oh, acha devotee hai. He has good qualities. Like that. His eyes are always open and big. And Tirupati Balaji, his eyes are always closed. Why? Because he doesn't see faults in devotees. That's why. So whenever you go, Balaji will close his eyes because he doesn't want to see faults. And Jagannath will see all the good qualities. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Saratha Darshani, 4th canto, for poet, explains that there are 5 kinds of people. So the 5th class, the lowest, is those who see only faults in others. 4th class people are, they see faults also and they see good also. But they choose to neglect good and they focus, zoom into only faults. They'll see good also, but they'll say, when it comes to discussing faults, they will have a lot of realizations. Good they will ignore. 3rd class is, they see good and bad, so they will glorify the good and they will also criticize the bad. Usse upar 2nd class, they are very good. They see good and bad, both, but they will choose to ignore the bad and focus on the devotee's good qualities. And Jagannath is teaching us, his first class devotee, what he sees? Only good. He refuses to see faults in others. So this is Jagannath's very, very special. Like we have special devotees like that. Prabhudanand Saraswati's famous verse, Kevalya Narakayate Tribhasha Purakasha Pushpayate. That, the 3rd line, he says, Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. So much happiness. Everything is good in this world. You may say, Are, Gita says, this world is place of suffering, and this devotee is saying everything is good. Both are right. Krishna is speaking absolute truth, and this Prabhudanand Saraswati is speaking what happens when your consciousness is purified. You see everywhere all devotees are nice, everything is good, like that. So Jagannath is teaching us the level 1 of Krishna consciousness, to see wide open eyes, to see only good and love us. And if you see Jagannath, you know, his eyes have 3 colors, red, white and black. So the red is the outer color. That represents intoxication. Jagannath ji is, because after 2 weeks of separation, no, he is giving darshan. So he is ecstatic. He is intoxicated and he is happy to see so many devotees are chanting and dancing. He is like full ecstasy, intoxicated Jagannath. And there is white color also inside that red. That represents peace. Jagannath is very, is feeling a lot of ananda. Because after a lot of separation of 2 weeks, now Jagannath is seeing all devotees. So he is becoming peaceful. Ah. When you are in anxiety and you suddenly get something you want, for first experience you feel is peace, relief. So Jagannath is intoxicated, that red color. And then he is peaceful and happy, that ananda, that is where there is white, his eyes. And also there is black. That represents the poison of separation. Jagannath is already feeling separation. He is saying, oh, these devotees have come just for one day. They will go away today evening. So all devotees will leave. I wish they stay here forever. So like that, Jagannath is already feeling separation from his beloved devotees. So, this is a very special quality of Jagannath. He has big eyes. He wants to see everyone. And you know, because he doesn't have eyelids and his eyes are also big, so he can see left, right, everywhere devotees. And even top, down, all lokas, everywhere Jagannath can see. And he doesn't have eyelids. That's very important, you know, because, you know, when the Lord has eyelids, you know, when you have eyelids, you blink. So when you blink, so devotee may sometimes take darshan of Jagannath, and so many lakhs of people are there in the crowd, you may get tossed away. And in that 1 microsecond when Lord Jagannath is blinking, you may be lost. And then when he again sees, you may not be there. So you may be lost. But with Jagannath, there is no problem like that. Because he doesn't have eyelids only. So he will always see. He will never miss you. So that is the hope we have. So like that, everybody gets darshan. Jagannath also gets darshan of all devotees. In fact, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, I was hearing this in our Amarendra Prabhu's class. Amazing class, you know, you can see this class on YouTube. It's called Transcendental Pull of Emotions. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt ecstatic symptoms seeing Jagannath. Beautiful, 11 symptoms he explains in great detail. I asked him, Itna nectar, you know, where have you read all this? So he then quoted His Holiness Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. So, very, very beautiful class. So there he was quoting Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj says, you know, why Jagannath red color in the eyes? What does it represent? He is saying that all of us have a red thing in our eyes. You know, when you cry, when you are sad, that red becomes prominent. Have you experienced? All of us have that red thing. And Jagannath has only red. And this red in our eyes means, you know, when you feel emotional and when you cry, this red becomes prominent. It indicates how we are like, we have emotions, we are sentient beings. But Jagannath has so much red, so Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was saying, Jagannath is emotional God. He is crying in separation from devotees. So, he cries for devotees. Therefore, this is a very, very sweet form of Lord. No form of the Lord takes a public bath like this. No form of the Lord embraces devotees. Till recently, we used to climb on the cart and, you know, go and embrace Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. So, Krishna is father of all living entities. Aham Bija Pradapita. So, the father will embrace the child. So, this is very, very special, special manifestation of Lord Krishna. And that's why we sing, you know, we want always to Jagannath to be in our vision. Jagannath Swami, Nayanupatagami Bhavatumi. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, and we discussed today purport, what is the most important function of a devotee? To be completely attached to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the role of a devotee. He is teaching us how to be completely attached to Krishna. He would stand. See, Maharaj Pratapudra was very kind because he loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and devotees. So, he made special arrangements for devotees during Rath Yatra so that devotees don't have to face so much crowd and difficulty. So, a special facility was created. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be right in front of the Rath and take darshan of Jagannath with great joy. And devotees, you know, they would be utkantha, their neck would be up and they would be like, ah, ut means up, kantha, excitement, eagerness to see Jagannath. And who will lift Jagannath and bring him to the Rath? Daityapatis. They are the special, special Pandavas. They are not Brahmanas. They are tribal class, Shabaras. What does this prove? This proves they are very, very special. You know, when Jagannath is sick, during Anavasara, who takes care of Jagannath? The Daitapati, the Shabaras. See, when you are sick, you know, your circle of people around you changes. When you are healthy, all your friends and colleagues will be there with you. But when you are sick, your family, people who love you the most, they will be with you. And people you love, you'll want to be with them, right? So when Jagannath is healthy, Brahmanas are chanting, Om Purusha Evedam Sarvam, all Purusha Sukha mantras. Brahmanas are chanting and worshipping Jagannath when he is healthy. But when he is sick, those who are most dear to him, the tribals, they serve. So Jagannath doesn't consider class, caste system, and followers of Vishwavasu, they are serving Jagannath. And how is he brought to the Rath today? Very special. I mean, no other deities are brought like that. With silk rope is tied and is pulled, you know, and all deities we chant, all big, big mantras, powerful mantras. But here, Jagannath's amazing, you know, you've seen Jagannath's crown when he is brought. Huge, his crown is big as his face. There's things coming up like this. And there are gongs, there is dance, music, Orissi dance. Rangoli is made, Brahmanas are chanting, scented perfumes, and flowers are showered, and then Jagannath enters. And devotees start jumping in joy. And he comes out, how? Rocking, intoxicated. And they are getting Jagannath, and the devotees keep a cotton pad, and Jagannath will land on that, there's a ramp that goes up. So Jagannath lands on that cotton pad, and that cotton pad bursts, and all the cotton comes out. The cotton gets liberated. Wherever Jagannath steps, there is liberation from material existence. The cotton was bound. So then Jagannath is lifted and is put in the next pillow. And then again the cotton, such amazing entry of Jagannath in the Rath. So then, then Jagannath is rocking, intoxicated. Once His Holiness Radhanaswami Maharaj had asked our Ram Kumar Panda, "Arre, you are all rocking Jagannath so much." So then he laughed, and Ram Kumar Panda said that Maharaj had asked her 12. I saw there are 12 pandas, you know, who are rocking him. So he said, "No, Maharaj," he clarified. He said, "We don't rock him. We are trying to stop him. He is rocking on his own. He is uncontrollable." Svatantra Ishvara Prabhur Nai Nivaran Bhakta Gana Ichha Vinuna Kare Gaman. So he loves his devotees. He has this pastime with his devotees. So like this, he is supremely independent, and also he loves his devotee. And then there is a 3-kilometer Ratyatra up to Gundicha. And sometimes for hours we don't move. It's amazing. And once, you know, in the Ratyatra, Jagannath, as he was going up to Rath, he became intoxicated. He's intoxicated. So, he went back and he laid down like this. And Pandas are holding him, and he is not going up. For those announcements, you know, they make announcements in Orissi. Near the government, people are there, the temple administration is there. So that person was making announcement, His Holiness Radhanaswami Maharaj was saying in one lecture, that the announcer was loudly shouting. He said, "Oh Jagannath, no, you can't go back to sleep. Devotees are waiting for you. Lakhs of people have come. Don't sleep now. You are all right now. Your sleeping time is over. Please give darshan." So like that. So it's all rasa. There is a lot of sweet rasa in that Tatyatra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and devotees are there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes, when they saw Jagannath, he chanted 3 beautiful verses. And these 3 verses are like stalwart verses. And every devotee, because see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to be attached to Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing Jagannath, who is Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing Krishna, he is chanting 3 verses. So if we also chant those 3 verses, we will also get attached to Krishna. The first verse he chants is, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagad Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. Krishna is most dear to the Brahmanas. Brahmanas here means those who are interested in seeking and knowing Brahman, the absolute truth. And he loves the cows and the devotees, and he is the welfare of all the living beings. Govindaya Namo Nama. This is the first prayer he chanted Anybody know what the second prayer he chanted? Naham vipro na chanarapatir napi vaishyo na shudro. Naham varni na chagrahapatir na vanasto yatirva. Kintu prodhyan nikila premananda purnam ratabdeer. Gopi bhartor padakamlayor dasa 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 anudas. Mahaprabhu is saying, I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaishya, I am not a shudra. I am not a brahmachari, anaprastha, sannyasi, grahastha. All the designations we have, Mahaprabhu is saying, if you want to come in front of Krishna, we have to be free of all those designations. Then who am I? Nikila Premananda Purnamritabdhir is describing Krishna in so many adjectives. The embodiment, the ocean of ecstasy and full of love. And his devotees, gopis, I want to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis. Gopir Bharta. So this is the mood in which we approach Krishna. This is the second prayer. So this is actually the mantra. We chant this. This is called as Bhuta Shuddhi mantra. In Archana Paddhati, before worshipping the Lord, worshipping deities or even before chanting holy names, devotees chant this mantra. That placing ourselves in our real identity of being a servant of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. So like this, this is a very, very beautiful prayer. And the third prayer, anybody knows, which is the most, one of the most powerful verses of Bhagavatam. The third prayer that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted is the second last verse of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10.90.48. Almost the penultimate verse. This is considered, see, Bhagavatam, the heartbeat of Bhagavatam is 10th canto. And this verse is considered as the seed in which all the verses of Bhagavatam are contained. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said that this verse, if devotees memorize, he said it is very good, and if devotees should chant this as soon as they wake up in the morning. He said, if you chant this verse as soon as you wake up in the morning, he said, devotees will never have bad dreams and they will never be faced by cobwebs of illusion. 10.90, 90 is the last chapter, 90, and the verse number 48. Jayati jana nivaso devaki janmavado yaduvara parishat sver dorbir asyanna dharmam stira chara vrijinagna susmita shri mukhena rajapura vanitanam vardayan kamadevam. This is such a beautiful verse. Mahaprabhu is singing this, Jayati, all glories to whom? Jananivasa, Krishna, Jagannath, who is the shelter of all living entities. Devaki, Janmavadu, there is a controversy whether he is child of Devaki. He is also the child of Yashoda. Yaduvara Parishas is worshipped by all the Yadavas and Gopas of Vrindavan. Dorbirasyan Adharmam, and with his arms, he destroys Adharma. And here arms also refer to Pandavas and his devotees. With the help of his devotees, he destroys Adharma. But along with that, he also destroys inauspiciousness in our lives of moving entities, living entities, and also non-moving. Stira chara vriji nagna. And how does he destroy this inauspiciousness? What is Krishna's special power by which he destroys inauspiciousness in our lives? Susmita Shri Mukhena is beautiful, enchanting smile in his face. This is the ultimate weapon by which he destroys all inauspiciousness. And then what does he also do? Vrajapura Vanitanam Vardayan Kamadevam. He increases the desires of the gopis to serve him more and more and more. So this is a very, very beautiful verse. So then, after Mahaprabhu chanted these three verses, Mahaprabhu divided the devotees into seven groups. It's a long, Chaitanya Charitamrita describes each group's kirtan parties had the lead singer, lead dancer. And that time, Swarup Damodar Goswami, today Swarup Damodar Goswami's disappearance day also. He looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he's pointing to Jagannath. See, he's looking at Jagannath. Now Mahaprabhu is in ecstasy chanting these verses because Mahaprabhu is just attached to Jagannath, Krishna. So now you know who is Mahaprabhu? Krishna. But he's in what mood? He's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is the greatest devotee of Krishna. So Jagannath is who? Jagannath is Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also Krishna, but he has taken the mood and complexion of Radharani. So now Radharani is seeing Krishna. And who is Radharani's most intimate associate? Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi is incarnated as Sarva Damodar Goswami. So in Vrindavan, when Radharani would cry in separation from Krishna, Lalita Sakhi would pacify Radharani by saying, Krishna is your life and soul. Krishna is the most beautiful cowherd boy. Krishna has this beautiful peacock feather. She would glorify Krishna and make her heart pacified. So here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking darshan of Jagannath, Sarva Damodar Goswami, who is none other than Lalita Sakhi, tells Radharani, who is now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ears, Seito Prananath Painu, I have got my life and soul. I have obtained Seito Prananath. Prananath means my life and soul. I have now got the Lord of my life, Seito Prananath Painu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Sarup Damodar, and Mahaprabhu started loudly repeating this verse, this line again and again and again. Seito Prananath Painu, I have got the Lord of my life, Seito Prananath Painu, like that. Mahaprabhu, intensely, as he was saying, he was crying profusely. This word Prananath is very dear to Mahaprabhu also. If you see the last verse of Shikshastakam, which we chant, the last line of the last verse of the Shikshastakam. What is that? Mat Prananathastu Saevanapara. Ashli Shava Padaratam. So Mahaprabhu is calling Krishna as Prananath, my life and soul. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing Jagannath, is actually seeing Krishna. And Swarup Damodar Goswami in Lalita Sakhi mood, he is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Seito Prananath Panu, I have now got the Lord of my life. So like this, Mahaprabhu then became so ecstatic. Mahaprabhu started saying, Prananath, Prananath, Prananath. And then you could see in Vrindavan, Radharani is, when she's crying, she says, Krishna, Krishna. So here Mahaprabhu started saying, Jagga. He couldn't even say Jagannath. Jagga, 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 Jagga. That's all he would say. He couldn't even complete that much. You can imagine how much emotions his heart and his throat was choked with. How much attachment he's showing to Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu started dancing in Kirtan. And then, of course, there are many symptoms described of his dancing, while dancing. This is very, very beautiful. And I won't get into that. You know, his hairs are standing on end. They had become erect. And his eyes, they are called Jalayantra. Jalayantra means syringes. His Mahaprabhu's eyes were called syringes. Looking at Jagannath, he was not crying little bit of tears. Tears were coming out like, you know, pichkari. When you do pichkari, how water goes. So his eyes, so much tears were coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes when he was taking darshan of Jagannath. And those eyes, tears were like shooting out like pichkari se jaise nikalta na waisa. And they were falling on Jagannath and doing abhishek of Jagannath. And then Mahaprabhu would turn like this in ecstasy, dancing. For those tears would fall on devotees. And devotees started feeling it is raining now. Even today in Rath Yatra day, when it rains, devotees say that this is not Indradev sending rain. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tears. In Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in his purport in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he says that Vamandev's lotus feet Ganga appeared. But in Kali Yuga, Ganga appears from the eyes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in Rath Yatra. So that's how he's so attached to Jagannath and he's crying. So like this, there are many, many symptoms. One of the symptoms is his complexion starts changing. Golden color, then it becomes pink, red, white, green, like that, blackish, golden again. Because the mood and emotions change, you know, emotions are connected to color. Like if you want to show envy, you will show green and like that. So then that is one. Third was the head to toe, he was drenched in sweat. Kanchana sadrasha deha arunavasan pulak ashru kampasveda tahate abhushan. So his body was trembling, tears were coming from his eyes, and also his ornaments are described. His ornaments are body perspiring, hair standing on end, tears, trembling like that. And what are the weapon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we all know, right? His abhushan is all these ecstatic symptoms, and his weapon is Harinam Sankirtan. So his teeth was chattering constantly, he was spinning in Kirtan, and like this, and then he would jump in the air and fall, like you would jump, you would go up like a flap of cotton, very light, but then you would fall down like a bag of bones. So it's very intense, and you know, also from his pores blood would come out. That's why if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas ecstasies in Rath Yatra, they are very painful. That's why you see devotees in our Gaudiya tradition in ISKCON, we install deities of Navadvip Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Navadvip Chandra, who has beautiful hair, who is associating with Sachi Mata, Srivast Thakur in Navadvip, and Vishnupriya. Not the austerities and intense emotions experienced as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rath Yatra. Once Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was asked that why we don't have deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanyas Danda and Shevanet, and Jayapataka Maharaj started crying. He said, how can we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like this? We worship, we discuss all the pastimes, but in that rasa, Maharaj was saying that, you know, the devotee's heart breaks to see Lord Chaitanya go through so much, you know, pain, or it's not actually pain, it's ecstasy, but that the mood of, because for the devotee it's like a thunderbolt to see Mahaprabhu falling on the ground and like that. So these are the beautiful pastimes. Actually, if you see, this is very interesting. What is happening is, who is going through these experiences? See, it's Krishna, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna only. But that ecstasy, the symptoms are of whose? Srimati Radharani is experiencing this. And Radharani will not tell Krishna how much ecstasy she feels, because one of the symptoms of prema is dainya. She will not tell Krishna that, you know, I love you so much that I go through this ecstasy. So Krishna wanted to understand that and experience that. So he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when he is Krishna and is experiencing the bhava of Radharani, and Radharani knows that when Krishna will fall, see, Krishna's body, when he falls on the ground, it will hurt himself. So Radharani doesn't want Krishna to be hurt. So she covers Krishna's body with her own body. So Radharani's body, complexion, experiencer is Krishna, and the intense emotions are of Srimati Radharani, the transcendental sandwich. So this is how, when Krishna is jumping down, it is Srimati Radharani who is protecting. So like that, so much love. This is actually our Gaudiya Vaishnava love. And, you know, it is our Gauravind Maharaj explains that, you know, mother, she has the baby in her womb. She is about to give birth. So she is very happy, right? Like the child is in the womb. But that prema is not as much as when the child actually comes out and she sees the child. So similarly, Radharani is inside Krishna only. She is the Ladini potency of Krishna. So when Srimati Radharani is present in front of Krishna, then Krishna's ecstasy is higher. But mother, the child may be in the womb, she may have prema. When the child comes out, she has more prema. But when she embraces the child, that is the highest ecstasy for the mother. Similarly, when Radharani is embraced by Krishna, and that highest epitome of oneness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. So the Gaura Tattva, the love experienced by or demonstrated or exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Rath Yatra pastimes is the highest. Because it is Radha and Krishna's love. And then in that ecstasy, what came out of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth? Chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Again, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is interviewed, breaking news, if there is an interview of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how do you feel taking the mood of Radharani if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is interviewed like that? So if the mic is kept and Mahaprabhu is asked, how do you feel when you take the mood of Radharani and you are in highest ecstasy? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What will he say? He will chant this Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. That's what Srila Prabhupada said, that what will we get by chanting Hare Krishna? We will get Hare Krishna. See, highest fortune in our tradition, in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, highest fortune is not to see Krishna. It is to cry for Krishna in separation from Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited that in Rath Yatra, like no one else before or after. Well, even Gauravan Maharaj was once asking that what is most super excellent? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy? Which is the most super excellent form? Which is the most super excellent thing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's form, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy? He said, the most super excellent is that Jagannath is seeing, Lord Jagannath is seeing all the three. That is the most super excellent. Because this is a very interesting philosophical thing that we have to understand. See, in Dwarka, who is experiencing separation from whom? Krishna is experiencing separation in Dwarka from Radharani. But he is not able to see the separation that Radharani is going through. And in Vrindavan, Radharani is feeling separation from Krishna. But she is not able to see that Krishna is going through what the separation that Krishna is going through, because she is in Vrindavan. Krishna is in Dwarka. But in Rath Yatra, all these 11 ecstatic symptoms that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating, you see both, they are reunited. So Jagannath is Krishna in Dwarka. He is coming to Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has seen, or Radharani wanted to see Krishna. So Radharani now can see how much separation Krishna is experiencing, because Jagannath's hands are outstretched and his body has gone in, his eyes have dilated. So Radharani can see Krishna's ecstasy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy is actually Radharani's ecstatic symptoms. So Krishna is also able to see Radharani. So like that, these are some of the most amazing pastimes. Actually, today is also appearance day of, disappearance day of Swarup Damodar Goswami. We can briefly discuss about him, because, see, Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms are triggered by whom? Triggered by Lalita Sakhi is most close to Radharani in Vrindavan. Similarly, in Rath Yatra, it was Swarup Damodar would tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say to Prananath Payinu. So Mahaprabhu would be ecstatic. So Swarup Damodar Goswami is very, very special. He was so much attached to Lord Chaitanya that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he became so transcendentally disturbed that he went to Vanaras and took sannyas, but he didn't take the position of sannyas. He continued his, he took the vows of a sannyasi, but he retained his brahmachari identity, Swarup Damodar. He got the name Swarup Damodar, and then he, after some time, so then Kaviraj Goswami says, Nischinta Krishna Bhajibo Yaito Karane Unmada Kurilayena Sanyasa Grahane. He just wanted to serve Krishna, and in that great fit of transcendental madness, he took sannyas. And then he came to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting Swarup Damodar in Jagannath Puri is Radharani meeting Lalita Sakhi. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spontaneously Swarup Damodar Goswami chanted a verse, which is like, when we come in front of the Lord, we generally ask for blessings. But when Swarup Damodar saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first glorified the Lord. Glorification is the most important element in prayer, and we generally don't do that. We ask from the Lord. So when Swarup Damodar saw Lord Chaitanya, and he chanted, हे लोदु नित खेदया विषदया प्रोन्मील दामोदया सम्य शास्त्र विवादया रसदया चित्तार्पितोन्मादया शश्वत भक्ति विनोदया समदया माधुर्य मर्यादया ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾ ನಿಧೇ ತವ ದಯಾ ಭೂಯಾದ ಮಂಡೋದಯ.
ಇಡಿ ನೋಟಿಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ದಯಾ. ಸಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅನ್ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅ ಪೊಯೆಟಿಕ್ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಪೀಸ್.
ಐ ಮೀನ್, ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಹೋ ತೋ ಐಸಾ, ಯು ನೋ, ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಬಿ ಹೈ, ಡೀಪ್ ಇಮೋಷನ್ಸ್ ಬಿ ಹೈ, ಆರ್ ಲಿಟ್ರರಿ ಮಾಸ್ಟರ್ ಪೀಸ್. ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಹೇಲೋ ಧೂನಿತ ಖೇದಯ ವಿಷದಯ. ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಇನ್ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್, ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಷನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ ಬೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಪ್ರೋನ್ ಮೀಲದ ಅಮೋದಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಡೆಂಟಲ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಅವೇಕನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರಲ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ರಡಿಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಸಮ್ಯ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ವಿವಾದಯ ರಸದ. ಆಲ್ ದ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಗೋ ಅವೇ ಬೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ರಸದಯ ಚಿತ್ತಾರ್ಪಿತೋನ್ಮಾದಯ, ಅಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಸಿ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಾಟ್, ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಶಶ್ವತ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಯ ಸಮದಯ. ಅಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯ ಮರ್ಯಾದಯ, ದಿ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಕಾಂಜುಗಲ್ ಲವ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭುಸ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾನಿಧಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಯಾ, ತವ ದಯಾ ಬೈ ಯುವರ್ ದಯಾ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾನಿಧಿ ತವ ದಯಾ ಭೂಯಾದ್, ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದಯಾನಿಧಿ ತವ ದಯಾ ಭೂಯಾದ್ ಅಮಂಡೋದಯ. ಮೇ ಯುವರ್ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮೋರ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯು ಆಫರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು. ಅಂಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೇ? ತುಮಿಯೆ ಆಶಿಬೆ ಆಜಿ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ತೆ ದೇಖೀಲ. ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಸೇಡ್, ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ನೈಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ತುಮಿಯೆ ಆಶಿಬೆ ಆಜಿ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ತೆ ದೇಖೀಲ. ಭಾಲ ಹೊಯ್ಲ ಅಂಧ ಏನ ದುಯಿ ನೇತ್ರ ಪಾಯ್ಲ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅ ಬ್ಲೈಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪುರಿ ಆಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಐಸ್ ನೌ. ನೌ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸಿ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. ದಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಇಸ್ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಕ್ಕ, ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ನೋ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅನ್ ಒಫೆಂಡರ್, ಐ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವೆಂಟ್ ಅವೇ ಟು ಬನಾರಸ್, ಐ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್. ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಕೈ ಪ್ರಭು ಮೋರಾ ಕ್ಷಮಾ ಅಪರಾಧ, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಫರ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೈ ಒಫೆನ್ಸಸ್. ವೈ, ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಡೂ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಒಫೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್? ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಡೂ? ಈ ಲೆಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ವೆಂಟ್ ಬನಾರಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್, ಸೊ ಈ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಅನ್ ಒಫೆನ್ಸ್. ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ಕೈ ಪ್ರಭು ಮೋರಾ ಕ್ಷಮಾ ಅಪರಾಧ, ತೊಮ ಚಾಡಿ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ಗೇನು ಕರಿನು ಪ್ರಮಾದ್. ಐ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಯು ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್, ಐ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್. ತೊಮಾರ ಚರಣೆ ಮೋರಾ ನಾಹಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಲೇಷ, ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್. ತೊಮಾರ ಚರಣೆ ಮೋರಾ ನಾಹಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಲೇಷ, ತೊಮ ಚಾಡಿ ಪಾಪಿ ಮುಹಿಂಗೇನು ಅನ್ಯ ದೇಶ. ಐ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್, ಯು ನೋ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸೇ ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ನೋ ಟು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ, ನೌ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಸೊ ಆಲ್ಸ್ ವೆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ವೆಲ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್, ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗಿವ್. ಬಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ದ ಅನಾಲಿಸಿಸ್, ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ಡಿಂಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಪುರಿ, ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಐ ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯು. ಮುಯಿ ತೊಮಾ ಛಾಡಿಲ್ಲ ತುಮಿ ಮೋರೆ ನಾ ಛಾಡಿಲ್ಲ, ಐ ಗೇವ್ ಯು ಅಪ್ ಬಟ್ ಯು ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಅಪ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಮುಯಿ ತೊಮಾ ಛಾಡಿಲ್ಲ ತುಮಿ ಮೋರೆ ನಾ ಛಾಡಿಲ್ಲ, ಕೃಪಾ ಪಾಶ ಗಲೆ ಬಾಂಧಿ ಚರಣೆ ಅನೀಲ. ಯು ಪುಟ್ ದ ಕೃಪಾ ಪಾಶ ದ ಮರ್ಸಿ ರೋಪ್ ಆನ್ ಮೈ ನೆಕ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಡ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ ಮೀ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ. ಸೊ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ಬಟ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈ ಕೇಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಸ್ ಓನ್ ವಾಯೊಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಮೈ ಐಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ನೌ. ಬಟ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ, ಈಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಡಿಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಯು ಡ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ ಮೀ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ಯು ನೋ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಕ್ ಬೈ ಮಾಯಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಗಲ್, ವಿ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಸ್ಲಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಟು ಸಮ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್, ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸೋ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ಸ್ವರೂಪ್ ದಾಮೋದರ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಅ ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮುಂಬೈ ಟು ಡೆಲ್ಲಿ, 80% ಆಫ್ ದ ಟೈಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಆನ್ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಕ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವಿಂಡ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇ ಗೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಕಾಂಪ್ಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ ದ plane and the pilot is because it comes back on the track. Similarly, we may be thrown away by the winds of Maya, but we have to keep coming back, and Sarodamdar Goswami is the best example of that. He's come back to Mahaprabhu, and the best part of this is, he's come back, but he's not taking credit for it. He's saying Mahaprabhu has dragged us, so if we have come back to Krishna, it is Mahaprabhu's mercy on us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought us back. So this is the mood of a devotee. So, like this, Sarodamdar Goswami, and of course, oh, Rath Yatra, how can we forget? A very, very special pastime happened in Rath Yatra. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we sang these three verses, all of you heard right now. But in the middle of the Rath Yatra, Kirtan, dancing, Mahaprabhu chanted one more verse and it created a controversy. He chanted one mundane, see now for us nowadays we know only Bollywood songs. During those days even mundane things would be in Sanskrit only. So Mahaprabhu looking at Jagannath, and he sang one verse. Ya kaumara harasa eva hi varas, ta eva chaitrakshapas, te chon milita malati surabaya, prauda kadamba nila, sa chaiva smitatapi tatra surata, vyapara lila vidho, reva rodasi vetasi tarutale. Cheta samutkanthate. One girl, a married girl, is telling her friend that this is my same lover who stole my heart in the youth, and I am also the same lover. Yaha kaumara harasa eva hi varas ta eva chaitra. So this is the same Chaitra month, the moonlit nights. Everything is same, and te chon milita malati surabaya, and malati flowers are fragrant from the kadamba trees, the fragrance is coming, the whole, the garden is the same, everything is same, and I am also the same beloved of my lovers, sa chaiva asmitata pitatra surata, and we are having the same loving exchanges, but my heart is not here. This lover is telling her friend, my heart is not here. I want to go back to the bank of the river Reva under the Vetasi tree. Now, when Mahaprabhu said this in front of Jagannath, he's chanting all devotional prayers. And when he sang this one, few devotees got bewildered. Because this is a very, this verse was actually composed by one person called Vishwanath. Not Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, but Vishwanath was a poet. And in a book called Sahitya Darpan, he had composed this. And he had written this verse to say that this is how we should not speak. This is an example of how we should not pray or speak or chant. Because this is adharmic love. Because she's already a married woman. She's talking about her lover of a previous time and she wants to go back to that space. So this is considered as inappropriate, but it was a very popular song because what is controversial is also very popular. So Mahaprabhu is chanting this, it is appearing as if, you know, it's like a mundane love song Mahaprabhu is singing. So how will, see, imagine you are in a Rath Yatra parade with a Yatra leader and he's singing all bhajans, Hare Krishna, and suddenly he starts singing some Pyaruva Ikrar. He starts singing some, you know, Kishore Kumar song. Abulna, Hare, Prabhuji ko kya ho gaya? Bahut YouTube dekhta hai lagta hai. What happened? Suddenly singing this. Right? So Mahaprabhu is glorifying Krishna, singing beautiful, and suddenly chanted this verse. And everybody was like, not everybody, many people were bewildered. But one very special devotee understood what Mahaprabhu was saying. Who was that? Of course, Swarup Damodar Goswami is there. But a new devotee was part of that group there. He understood. Who was that? Our Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, we are Rupanugas, followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami understood what Mahaprabhu is saying. Why is he saying this? He is in the mood of Radharani who has met Krishna in Kurukshetra. And Radharani is feeling, I am Radharani, this is Krishna, we are meeting now, but it is not the same. Krishna, come back to Vrindavan. She wants Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. So in that mood, Mahaprabhu had chanted that this point was understood by Rupa Goswami. So what he did, he went back to his Siddhabakul Kutir, where he was saying Haridas Thakur, and he composed another verse
which was parallel to this, echoing this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Rath Yatra. So this verse is,
Priya Soyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Militas Tataham Saradha Tadidam Ubayo Sangama Sukham Tatapantah Khelana Madura Murali Panchama Jushe Manume Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Spriyati.
So Rupa Goswami in this verse is saying, Priya, O my lover, O my darling, this is how he is beginning this verse.
Priya Soyam Krishna, this is my lover Krishna. O Sahachari, O my dear Sakhi, this is my lover Krishna.
And we are meeting in Kurukshetra right now.
Kurukshetra Militas.
And I am also the same Radha.
Tataham Sarada Tadidam Ubayo Sangama Sukham.
And we are experiencing the joy of meeting in Kurukshetra. But still,
Tatap Antah Khelana Madura, my heart is hankering. Murali Panchama Jushe,
my heart is hankering to hear my lover Krishna play the flute on the banks of Yamuna under the Kadamba tree.
Manome Kalindi Pulina Vipinaya Spriyati,
my mind is in the bank of Yamuna. I want to go back with you. So Mahaprabhu, he composed this and he had put this in a palm leaf, and Mahaprabhu was coming to Siddha Bakul and he picked up that verse and he saw. And he became ecstatic. He said, this is exactly my heart. And Rupa Goswami understood. See, Mahaprabhu did not give purport when he sang this song. He sang in ecstasy. But the fact that Rupa Goswami understood what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing, in what mood, and he composed a similar verse, Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. He went and slapped Rupa Goswami on the back. Very great joy. How did you understand my heart? And Rupa Goswami did not say, yeah, I know, you know, I'm an advanced devotee. He didn't say like that. When devotees are glorified, what they do? They just become shy. Rupa Goswami became very shy. Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic. How did he understand my heart? You know, even Srila Prabhupada, he wrote one Vyasa Puja offering for his guru, where he said, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved impersonal calamity, thou hast removed. When Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur read that, heard that, he said, he has understood my heart. And anything Abhay Babu, Abhay Charan writes, he should publish it. So then Prabhupada was told by all his God brothers that you have understood our Guru Maharaj's heart like Rupa Goswami understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. So here, Rupa Goswami is feeling shy, then Mahaprabhu is so ecstatic. Mahaprabhu tells Swarup Damodar, Mora Antarvarta Rupa Janila Kemone. How does Rupa Goswami understand my heart?
Mora Antarvarta Rupa Janila Kemone Swarup Kae Jani Kripa Koryachi Apne.
You have given your choicest mercy upon him. And then hearing that, Mahaprabhu said,
Prabhu kahe yo amai prayaga milila.
Yes, Swarup Damodar, you are right. I have given him a special mercy because I met him in Prayag. And what happened in Prayag, there I saw his Rupa Goswami is very special.
Prabhu kahe yo amai prayaga milila. Yogya patra jani iyar mora kriparth hoila.
I saw him, he is qualified, and I gave him my full mercy. So what happened in Prayag that Mahaprabhu realized Rupa Goswami is fully qualified?
Yes, in one sense you may say, Mahaprabhu realized Rupa Goswami is qualified because Rupa Goswami composed, like this verse which we chanted just now, like that he composed another beautiful, he composed two verses there. He spontaneously sang in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
One verse, Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvishe Namah. Another verse was too good.
Yo agyana mattam bhuvanam dayalur ullagayam apakarot pramattam swaprema sampat sudayat bhuteham Sri Krishna Chaitanyamum prapadye.
In this verse he is saying, my dear Lord, people have gone mad because of ignorance. But you are so merciful that you are making them more mad. It's a very poetic genius, you know. How prema sampat sudaya, by your love you are making them more mad. So like that he composed beautiful verses and he glorified. But that is not the reason why Mahaprabhu gave him special mercy in Prayag. That is not what Mahaprabhu had seen there. Mahaprabhu had seen something else. Because Mahaprabhu was having discussion with Vallabha Bhatt. So that time Rupa and Anupam came. And Mahaprabhu saw Vallabhbhatt saw their beautiful Vaishnavas. Vallabhbhatt went to embrace them. Spontaneous humility of Rupa Goswami and Anupam. Rupa Goswami began to go away. Generally, you know, you want attention. But he immediately, Rupa Goswami, avoided. Bhatta mili bare yaha dhue palaye dure. But Vallabhbhatt is going to embrace them and they're running behind. Nee, I'm low class log hai. And this is the mood. See, after composing, we write some articles or some book, we think I'm a great writer. Here he has composed verses which Mahaprabhu is getting ecstasy. And he's saying, I'm unqualified. Bhatta mili bare yaha dhue palaye dure. And Rupa Goswami says, Aspursha pamara muhi nachui amore. I'm untouchable. I'm low class. Don't touch me. And Vallabhbhatt is confused. Are itne achhe Vaishnav hai. And the best part, the twist in this story is, Mahaprabhu also tells Vallabhbhatt, yes, we are low class. Yo na sparshiya yo jati ati heen. Yes, Vallabhbhatt, don't touch them. Their jati is very low. Interesting, no? Mahaprabhu tells Vallabhbhatt, yo na sparshiya yo jati ati heen. Vaidika yagika tumi kulina praveen. You are such a great brahmana. You are so intelligent. You are from a great kul. So Vallabhbhatt gets more confused. First of all, he is seeing such amazing, genuine Vaishnavas. And the bigger confusion was because Mahaprabhu is also endorsing what this Rupa Goswami is saying, that don't come near me. But Vallabhbhatt is a Vaishnava. He is intelligent. He understands. There is something Mahaprabhu wants to say indirectly. So, Vallabhbhatt starts thinking. Duarmuke nirantara Krishna nama shuni. Bhatta kahe prabhu kichu ingita bangi jani. Vallabhbhatt is saying, both of them are constantly chanting Hare Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is saying they are fallen. Oh, ingita bangi jani. Lord Chaitanya wants to indirectly tell me, I am proud. But instead of telling me I am proud, he is telling me, don't go near them. You are such a big advanced Vaishnava. So by glorifying me excess, Mahaprabhu is telling me that you should learn from them. That is how Mahaprabhu educated Vallabhbhatt. And then Vallabhbhatt immediately he tells Mahaprabhu, oh, no, my dear Lord. Duar muke Krishna naam karo e nartan, edui adham nahe oye sarvottam. They are not adham, they are sarvottam. They are the best because they are so absorbed in Krishna. So you can imagine their humility had melted Mahaprabhu's heart. Actually, it is not only in Prayag. Even before that, Rupa Goswami, I'll just take 2 more minutes. It's very, very important because Rath Yatra is the day when our main Acharya, Rupa Goswami, had understood the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, he understood what is in the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, we are having difficulty understanding what is in our mind. We don't even know what is, we don't have self-awareness. We are struggling with our own mind. And here is somebody who has understood what is in Lord's mind. Ultimately, love means, in advancing, in becoming a pure devotee, means to understand what Krishna wants from us. When will we reach that stage? So for that, at least we can hear Rupa Goswami's amazing, amazing achievement. What mercy. So now it's not simply in Prayag. Even before that, Mahaprabhu had recognized. Because when they met in Ramkeli, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas, Rupa and Sanatan, they started offering such beautiful prayers. So Mahaprabhu's heart broke to see joy, such humility. Jai Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. See, Prime Minister and Finance Minister are offering prayers as completely fallen. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe shuno Dabir Khas. Tumi dui bhai mora puratan das. Oh Dabir Khas, oh Sakar Malik, listen to me. You are my old servants. Today I initiate you. So Mahaprabhu gave them initiation. That moment. Aji hoite duar naam Rupa Sanatan. Today onwards your name will be Rupa and Sanatan. So when we take initiation, our Guru Maharaj tells us, so your name will be such and such das. And then we also say what? I aspire to be humble, servant of, you say that, no? I will always be humble, like that we say. And the Guru also wants us to be humble. Guru also says, be humble. But when Mahaprabhu was giving initiation to Rupa Sanatan, he's saying, Aji hoite du arnam Rupa Sanatan, Denya chada tomar denya phate mora man. Give up your humility because your humility is breaking my heart. That is the standard they were having. So, then of course, Mahaprabhu tells them, Janme janme tumi dui kinkar amar, achirate Krishna tomai koribe uddar. Birth after birth you are my devotees. And very soon you will be relieved from all the responsibilities and you will come back to me. And the best part of this pastime is, in Ramkeli, when this pastime happened, all the devotees are seeing that Rupa and Sanatana are getting so much mercy. They did not feel insecure. They did not feel that, are you abhi abhi aaye. They became so close to Lord Chaitanya. We are devotees for so long. Dui jane prabhur kripa deki bhakta gane. Hari hari bole sab anandita mane. They became extremely joyful. Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport there. That this is a Vaishnava who becomes very happy to see others are getting blessings. And Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami did not think that, okay, see, we have been chosen amongst all the devotees and we have got so much honor. No. When others are glorifying them, that you are so good, you are so near to the Lord, immediately Rupa Sanatana denied. Sabaru charane dari pade dui bhai. They fell at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. Sababole danya tumi pai le gosa. Everybody said, you are fortunate. Like that, everybody was glorifying each other. This is the Vaishnava culture which happened in Prayag, Ramkeli. Mahaprabhu knows all this. That's why Mahaprabhu tells Swarup Damodar, I empowered Rupa Goswami and he has understood my heart. And we are following Srila Prabhupada, who is following Srila Rupa Goswami. In fact, there, not only this verse, Mahaprabhu's heart, Radharani's heart, that's another verse he composed. Tunde tandavani ratim vitanute tundavali labdaye karna krodha kadambini gatete karnar budhe praham. About the holy name. Chetaha prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriya nam kritam no jano bhavita bhavad virkriyate krishneti varanam dvi. About Krishna, the two syllables he glorified. And when that verse was heard by Haridas Thakur, he was saying with Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu chanted that verse, and who is the greatest chanter? So Haridas Thakur is hearing a verse on holy name by Rupa Goswami. Shloka suni Haridasa hoila ullasi. Nachite lagila shloker artha prashamsi. As soon as Haridas Thakur heard this verse, he started jumping and dancing. Because he said, Krishna name mai ma shastra sadhu mukha jani. I know the glory of holy name. I have heard from scriptures many times. But what I am hearing right now, Krishna name mai ma shastra sadhu mukha jani. Name rama dhuri aiche kahana hi shuni. This kind of sweetness of holy name I have never heard anywhere. So Mahaprabhu also becomes so ecstatic. You know what Mahaprabhu does? Mahaprabhu sees these two verses. Swarup Damodar also confirms that we are given him mercy. Then Mahaprabhu becomes super ecstatic. Dui shloke Prabhu kahe hoila maha sukha. Nija bhakta guna kahe hana panchamukha. Mahaprabhu became so happy chanting these two verses and started glorifying his dear devotees, Rupa Goswami, as if he had five mouths. This is our Rupa Goswami, who had understood the heart of his Supreme Lord, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this happened in Rath Yatra. I mean, the day of Rath Yatra, he had witnessed this pastime. So, I'll stop here. I want to thank all of you for your kind attention, and I'm sorry I went a little over time. But the mood of today, Rath Yatra, is few things. One is, Mahaprabhu is teaching us, as is mentioned by Prabhupada in today's purport, how to be completely attached to Krishna. Mahaprabhu has taught us. And those three verses Mahaprabhu chanted. And also today is a day we remember Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami and we remember Srila Rupa Goswami, who understood the heart of Lord Chaitanya during Rath Yatra. And Srila Prabhupada, understanding Rupa Goswami's heart, has given us Krishna consciousness in such a palatable language, in such a simple language, that we can also develop the same attachment to Krishna which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants us to develop. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Rath Yatra Mahamahotsav ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premananda. Thank you very much.